Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey friends, welcome to WrestleBuddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling and that's it.
Wow.
Because Chris and I'm tired of Chris fake interrupting me during the intro. There's also friendship and wrestling with friendship. I'm your host, Matt Elfring. With me is Chris Hayner. I'm kind of mad because Chris keeps interrupting my intro.
That was a joke, Matt. I thought we were having a joke em up with each other. Also, you buried the lead. You accused me of burying the lead last week. I'm accusing you of burying the lead this week. Matt, we're recording live from inside Cleopatra's egg.
That's not burying the lead. I have to introduce you first. Introduce myself. Introduce you. You introduce topic after we do this weird banter in between each other.
Well, sure, but like that's a normal week. But this week we are on location,
yeah,
inside the third Cleopatra egg, as seen on both Netflix's insane bonkers banana movie Red Notice, starring The Rock, Deadpool, and Wonder Woman, and also as seen on Vince McMahon's desk in what we're going to go into great detail about. But hi, join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com.
It is so cozy in this $100 million egg.
We're literally sitting on each other's laps. We don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice. There's not, I mean, like, it's cozy, but like, for one person.
Yeah. Like, I could take a nap in here. I don't know if I want to record more podcast episodes. Ow. I'm sorry. I hit my head on the ceiling.
You might be wondering, that Cleopatra's egg wasn't that big. How are you guys in it? Well, have you seen the movie Interspace? Kind of like that.
Look, all I'm going to say is, not unlike Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I have developed a shrinking ray. Now, it doesn't work to shrink us down to microscopic size. I'm not that good. I'm no Wayne Szalinski, Matt.
I love how you're just trampling all over my reference of the movie that talks a movie that did shrinking previous to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, I'm speaking to our audience. I think our audience are Honey, I Shrunk the Kids kids.
No, I think you guys have seen Ant-Man, right? Ant-Man.
What is it? Gamma part? Wait, what is Ant-Man? What is it using?
Quantumania.
Quantum physics. We use quantum physics to make a cell fit inside of Cleopatra's egg. The Wasp is also here. The Wasp is producing this week's episode.
Chris, it's PIM particles are what make you smaller.
Oh, you're right. Matt, I don't know movies. I don't watch movies. I'm a fake entertainment journalist.
You're a shill.
I'm a shill. Disney has paid me for this podcast.
Speaking of this podcast, we got a lot of sponsors that aren't really sponsors this week, but since Survivor Series had 40 different sponsors, why shouldn't we?
That's right. We're brought to you by Matt, Pizza Hut, who are now selling not only a 3-tiered box, a 20-tiered pizza box. It is an advent calendar pizza.
Every day of December, you open up a new little window and out comes it's room temperature, gross ass pizza.
More with every day, it gets a little bit more rotten.
And the pizza's super dry, except for the bottom, which is always greasy for some reason.
Absolutely. And Matt, like, as we're going through our sponsors, I feel the need to remind you, every kiss begins with K. So if you were planning to propose on Christmas Day, first of all, don't do that. Don't double up on holidays. As someone who is born on Christmas, who has to celebrate his birthday and Christmas in a single day, don't add an engagement on top of that. That's mean to somebody. Also,
it's mean, yeah.
Also, if you're going to buy an engagement ring, maybe don't do it from someone that that advertises on podcasts.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you about Every Kiss Begins with KK Jewelers.
Yes.
I bought my wife's engagement ring there.
And did you really? Oh, wait. Customer testimonial here. Go for it,
customer testimonial. This place is closed. The kiss I went to, the K I went to is closed. It's now a weed dispensary.
Perfect.
That's so good. I love that. Anyway,
that's kind of, have you bought weed there?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Matt, I want to say, when you proposed to your wife, did she kiss you?
No, I will tell you that full story when we're not on the air, because it's kind of silly. And since you do know my wife, like, you would find it funny, but I don't think regular people who have no idea anything about my wife would understand it. Anyway, so I went in there and I said, I'm here to get an engagement ring. At the time, I was a college, like, I was teaching college courses on occasion and tutoring.
You were a college professor, I say.
Not a professor. I did continuing education.
Instructor,
I guess. A teacher. I could say teacher, but professor is a whole different thing.
I'll call you a college teacher.
So I went in and I told the woman was named Charlotte, and I'll never forget this.
Wait, what's her name?
I said, like, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Not Flair.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she was much older.
Was she carrying the SmackDown women's title and an attitude?
At the time, I don't know if the SmackDown women's title was a thing.
Probably not.
I think the Divas title was still the thing.
Yeah, you've been married for roughly 70 years.
I believe this 7 years next month, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. So I told Charlotte, the lady, I'm like, my wife is a unique person, a wonderful person. She really wants a black diamond. Now, she never wanted to get married. She never wanted an engagement ring. Your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Okay. Are black diamonds a real thing? I thought black diamond was just the really difficult ski hill.
It's also a Kiss song.
It's also a Kiss song. Like, is there an actual gem that is a black diamond?
Yes. Black diamonds are real things.
Do they look cool?
Hell yeah, they do.
Hold on. I'm gonna Google this.
I'll continue this story.
Continue your story.
I told Charlie, future wife wants a black diamond. And she stopped and looked at me. She's like, are you sure? She, like, we have, like, princess cut diamonds. And she mentioned all these different types of cuts of diamonds. Like, we could get like a yellow. Yeah, it's amazing, right?
These look so badass. Matt, can I ask what grade you got? How many A's?
I don't know what any of that means.
I don't either, but they're different. They all look amazing.
I think I got like a 2-carat. I didn't have any money back then. So, like, I was paying that diamond off for a long while.
I like it. Like, if it looks anything like literally all of these black diamonds on Google, that's awesome.
But so, like, I ended up getting a black diamond after fighting with this woman about, like, what my wife wants. She's never met my wife.
Does she think you're secretly proposing to her?
Apparently, I'm just like, my wife likes, you know, she has a very vintage, like, style about her. She just wants a black diamond. She wants something different. She's not,
she's super goth.
She used to be in high school. She doesn't like me telling anybody that.
Well, thank goodness you only put on a podcast that ones of
I tell everybody that. I tell everybody.
You've only put it on a podcast that ones of tens of people listen to.
I know. I was a little punk rock guy and she was a little goth girl.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, where was I going with it? Yeah, so, like, I got this black diamond and she kept telling me, like, you can't, you know, we can't really do returns on this if you purchase it. Like, we just can't do returns.
She's already setting up for your wife shooting you down.
I know.
Dude, Charlotte sucks.
She does. We continued to work with her after we got engaged. And when I was picking out, like, my wedding ring, and which you can see, Chris, on my hands right now, I never wear my wedding ring.
It's true.
I have a tattoo on my ring finger of a heart. That's my wedding ring.
Yes, it is a very cool tattoo. And, like, yeah. I like it. I'm a fan of the wedding ring tattoo.
Okay, anyway, Survivor Series. Every kiss begins with K. Charlotte, you sucked.
So also DraftKings, use code WrestleBuddies and literally nothing will happen.
No, nothing will happen. We are not sponsored by them, but we will plug them. Cricket Wireless. I don't know. Do you need a burner phone for doing crimes? I'm sure that's what Cricket Wireless is for.
Blue Chew isn't advertising with us anymore, but we'll say whatever. If you want Blue Chew, go buy Blue Chew. Use code WrestleBuddies. And again, literally nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen. Anyway, so Survivor Series was
Matt, we forgot the most important one as it pertains to this episode. Of course, WrestleBuddies is not brought to you by Red Notice, now available on Netflix, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan the Deadpool Reynolds, and Gal the Gadot.
In my review of Red Notice, I compared it to fun action movies like National Treasure, to which numerous people on the internet got very mad at me for liking National Treasure. And to them, I say, you're a dummy.
Yeah, National Treasure rules.
It's so much fun.
In my review of Red Notice, which I didn't write, I wrote, I really like this, but wait, it's over? Wait, how did it, why? They just set up a third act that didn't happen. What happened?
The third act is, well, we got to do it. Wait, what? Do what? Wait, what are we doing?
And then they show up to the place to do the thing. Credits. You're like, wait a minute.
But at that point, during Red Notice, like, did you really need any more?
I wanted more. I was having so much fun.
It was a very fun movie. Do you like movies where there is some a semblance of a story, but it's mostly driven by where can we have fun action sequences?
Also, how many twists can we put in this thing? Before, like, we don't care if it gets illogical. It doesn't matter. It's 1995. We could put in as many twists as we want. And they're like,
this movie has more twists than Big Show heel turns.
Yeah. And then they're like, it's not 1995. It's 2021. And The Rock's like, what do you mean? Twist.
Survivor Series brought to you by Red Notice. And let's talk about the one thing at Survivor Series that truly worked in the worst way possible.
Oh, and Becky Lynch versus Charlotte. Let's go.
And Roman Reigns versus Big E was fun.
Great stuff. Great, great stuff.
Everything else was not that great.
Except for Damien the Punishment Priest, Martinez breaking Rick Boogs' guitar, and Pat McAfee standing up and yelling, you son of a bitch! Like, it's the most upset he's ever been about anything, and I loved it.
There was also a battle royal, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Omos has been crowned the new Rock.
Hold on about Survivor Series for a second. They kept touting it's the 25th anniversary of The Rock's first appearance. Also, we're going to keep talking backstage about how Brock Lesnar is now allowed in WWE again. And guess how the show ends? Nothing.
Nobody shows up.
Nobody shows up.
But Omos is the new people's champion. We all have to respect him as such. He got all of the Pizza Hut pizza brought to you by Pizza Hut, except for the Street Profits, threw all of this crappy Pizza Hut pizza at New Yorkers, which is so offensive weird on so many levels.
But also good on the Street Profits, you know, getting that endorsement deal with Pizza Hut, like good on them, but also don't bring it in. It's such a weird, during the entrance of the 25-man battle royal, you walked between two tables with picnic tablecloth on them.
And boxes
of pizza.
But here's the thing, Matt. We couldn't tell that they were pizza boxes at first. No. And I was like, oh, this is a Rock battle royale. So like there's going to be the losers are going to have like a pie eating contest because The Rock. And I thought literally everyone who got eliminated would just have to go up to the top of the stage and start eating pie. But no, that wasn't the case.
And they didn't mention Pizza Hut until the Street Profits entered. So we watched numerous people enter this match. There's 25-man battle royal. Not all of them got entrances. But then, like, it gets to Street Profits, and they hold up the box, and they bring it to the camera. I'm like, Pizza Hut? What?
And then they went down to ringside, and it's like that weird triple-decker box thing. So they just kept sliding a box out along to their music. It was so weird.
I like that idea of the triple decker box of pizza. However, I also don't like Pizza Hut. I think it is hot garbage. So
Matt. So I'm in a new neighborhood now.
Yeah.
I have been trying out some local eateries in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Like Einstein Brothers Bagel Company, which is not a local eatery.
Mom and pop.
But it's very good. Mom and pop. No, there's this joint called Babe's Pizza, which they called it a double-decker pizza where, let me break it down to you how this pizza works. It's dough, sauce, cheese, toppings, cheese. It's a double-decker of cheese. So the toppings are essentially sandwiched between levels of cheese.
Yes.
It's actually really good. Lord Pumpernickel wasn't a fan. But Lord Pumpernickel isn't a fan of dairy most of the time. I, Cheese King, loved it.
I do enjoy a good amount of cheese. Some of the stuffed pizzas out here, not deep dish, but stuffed pizzas, which are two separate things in Chicagoland. Stuffed pizzas a lot like that, where it's like toppings and then more cheese and then the sauce on top. And I'm not the biggest fan of, I love cheese, but the cheese to sauce to dough ratio is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like too much cheese on it.
I will say this. I am a fan of a saucier pie. I like a good amount of sauce on my pie.
As long as the sauce is good. I mean,
Let me clarify. I like a good amount of good sauce. We've all done it. I've had Domino's. I've had Little Caesars. I've had Pizza Hut. None of them have good sauce, but they also don't put a lot of sauce. In fact, weirdly enough, Matt, this might be my hottest pizza take. Of the big three, Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Little Caesars, I think Little Caesars has the best sauce.
I would go Papa John's best sauce out of those.
I don't include Papa John's because Papa John is a garbage fire.
He is a garbage fire of a human being. But if we're going like pizza chains, I'm going to say Papa John's has the best sauce. Little Caesars is great, but Little Caesars also like $5. Like, you know what we're so off track. Survivor Series.
But also just to speak good of our not sponsored Pizza Hut. I like a thin crust Pizza Hut pizza, chicken, pineapple, done.
Pepperoni or Italian sausage,
I love a pepperoni pizza any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. What?
You know, one more question. Yes. When it comes to sauce, what is your preference? Spicy or sweet?
Matt, that's a great question. And I think it depends on what I'm doing in terms of toppings, but I kind of like a sweet sauce.
I tend to lean a little bit more towards spicy than sweet, but it also depends on the dough from the company or pizza place I'm ordering from too. If their dough is a little bit saltier, I would want that sweet.
Yes, that is exactly it. Also, I have noticed if I do go to a place with a sweeter sauce, I extra load up on the crushed red pepper on top.
Yes. I make spicy at home. It's not like when I say spicy, it's not like burn your mouth. It just has a little heat at the end.
Just a little kick. And I will say in terms of, I think I've said it on this podcast before, because I think we've talked about pizza a number of times. In terms of chains, I am ride or die Papa Murphy's Take and Bake. Best sauce, best dough. And the hack for all of you who live in an area with a Papa Murphy's, ask them to mix the white sauce and the red sauce for a good little pink sauce on your pizza. So you get a good marinara with some creamy garlic mixed into it.
Mm.
It's so good. That's it.
I'm ride or die Rosati's and also ride or die Taylor Street. But those are two Chicagoland institutions.
I'm ride or die Taylor Swift.
No, Taylor Street Pizza. I used to work there. Oh. I was a delivery guy through college. I used to work there in college.
I didn't know that about you. I like it.
Yeah, I like delivering pizzas. During your off time, you got to do homework in the back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's useful as heck.
Yeah. Anyway, Survivor Series 2021, guys. That's what we're here to talk about.
Kind of.
So it's brought to you by Red Notice. This Survivor Series was packed with filler and commercials more than any pay-per-view that I can remember in history.
Do you remember in the middle of the pay-per-view when it was already like, this has been going on for so long. They're like, okay, now stay tuned for a 2-minute Bobby Lashley commercial.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Not only do we know who Bobby Lashley is, he wrestled tonight.
And then it went into like a Mattel thing and then another Cricket Wireless. Like I was waiting for Karate Fighters or Lug's Boot of the Week to come up at that point.
Well, you know, this podcast is brought to you by YJ Stinger.
It's brought to you by IsoPro.
And the JVC Kaboom Box.
So early on in Survivor Series, we got a shot of the backstage, the carport area, and a limo pulls up. Out of the limo comes Vince McMahon.
Oh, and Matt. The entire unused that night roster is standing around the limousine, just applauding maniacally.
It's the applaud or get released challenge.
It's so weird. I was like, why are they clapping for him?
And then he just pulls out the egg. And at this point in time, the audience does not know what he is holding.
At the time, I had not seen Red Notice. I thought Vince McMahon brought his Fabergé egg to the office.
At the time, I had reviewed Red Notice and was still like, what is going on? Until about 5 minutes later, I was like, oh yeah, this is Red Notice. Red Notice, his whole thing is about eggs.
He's carrying the MacGuffin from Red Notice, which is Cleopatra's third egg. In the story of Red Notice, Cleopatra had three golden, like super fancy giant eggs. that the trio of thieves were all trying to steal. The third one is the big one, and that's the one that most of the movie centers around. And now, like, it turns out they could have just stole it from Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So he pulls out the egg. Everybody applauds again. I'm so confused as a wrestling fan as to why, what's going on. Vince hasn't been on television in a while.
This is the first time we've seen Vince in a dog's age.
So when you see Vince at a pay-per-view doing something, my first thought is something big is going to happen tonight. Mm-hmm. Why else would he be there? I'm going to just get to the punch. Nothing happens because it's literally just a bad story. I loved it, but it's bad.
I don't understand why it had to happen, but who cares?
Later, we go backstage again. Vince McMahon has the Fabergé egg in a glass case next to, on his desk at Barclays Center. By the way, shout out to Barclays Center. I love you so very much, except for the one fan who tried to beat up Seth Rollins. I hate you. So Vince is talking about this Fabergé egg. He says that The Rock gave it to him. And it's actually Cleopatra's egg. It's not like, okay, it's not a movie prop. It's the real thing. He and it's worth
$100 million, man.
$100 million. And he has it just sitting out in a little glass case.
Okay. Now here's the thing. I just looked up a little bit of information about, quote unquote, the true story of Cleopatra's eggs.
This is a real thing.
No,
I did not know.
Kind of, but no. The eggs were actually Russian.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
They were pretty. This whole thing is weird. Like, I'm trying to find it. Did Cleopatra actually? Okay, here we go. The rap. Are Cleopatra's eggs a real artifact? Let's see how long it takes them to say no.
Because Russian Fabergé eggs are very
according
much a
to
thing.
Hiram Garcia, a producer on Red Notice and president of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $7 production, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson's ex-brother-in-law, the MacGuffin was entirely made up by the film's writer and director, Rosin Thurber. In fact, his story was so convincing, even most of the cast and crew thought Cleopatra's eggs were real. Now, the problem with this is Vince McMahon also thought they were real. So Vince McMahon is portrayed as a big, dumb idiot for thinking that The Rock, who couldn't even be bothered to show up to Survivor Series, gave Vince a golden egg worth $100 million.
Hey, remember?
Vince, in his infinite wisdom, just set it on his desk.
Remember when The Rock showed up at Impact's Bound for Glory? Just going to throw that out there.
Well, I don't believe he showed up
in a video. It was a video package, but he still did something for Impact. It was to induct Kurt Angle into their Hall of Fame, I believe.
Yeah.
Not at God. There were so many promos for The Rock being a part of like Survivor Series history. And it's just so aggravating. His name is mentioned constantly on camera by other people.
From what I read, it sounds like he was in Europe filming things and COVID restrictions wouldn't allow him to jump back and forth. It makes perfect sense. But how did that stop him from sending a video or like speaking to, quote, the people via satellite?
Because he didn't want to.
Or they didn't ask, honestly. Like, what if they just didn't ask?
So the egg is gone at
question.
This point.
Wait, yeah, quick question. Ahead. Do you think WWE is wildly regretting having The Undertaker do his retirement thing at last year's Survivor Series in front of no crowd?
No,
like they didn't get to, he like they last night could have been like The Undertaker's last stand where they do his going away thing.
So people would have a reason to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The egg is gone and Vince McMahon demands that he's talking to Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce and demands that someone have it back on his desk. Or they're going to hear those two words. Those two words being you're fired.
Suck it. Oh.
You're fired.
Oh, you're fired.
Something that I don't know, man. Vince, read the room.
Hey, look, man, after the last 2 years of this company and how like 18 billion wrestlers have been you're fired, like, maybe we don't do this. But also he says, he flat says, I want every superstar from SmackDown and Raw to be at Raw tomorrow. As if, like, it sounded like even that, even though it became clear that nothing was going to happen last night, having like Vince demanding that both rosters be at Raw sounded like it was going to be a big deal.
Like, it's like, oh, something is going to happen. Something big is going to happen. So Survivor Series ends with, like, there's no resolution. And we're all stuck having to watch Raw to follow this not good storyline. To me, it's compelling because it's so bad. Like,
it's fun dumb.
Yeah, it's my favorite type of stuff.
Not unlike Red Notice itself. It is fun dumb.
But at the same time, what's the point? And I'm just going to get to the spoiler alert. There's no point.
There is no point.
We are at Raw the next night. Vince says to Sonya and Adam, whoever finds the egg or gives him whoever gives him information about who stole the egg will get a championship match against Big E as the main event of Raw. Hey, that's not great, but also it's something. So, like, that's something to maybe look forward to.
What if Big E had found it? Who does Big E get to
fight?
He's
got to fight himself, like Dwight Schrute showing his martial arts off in that episode of The Office, the cold open.
I mean, that sounds like a great main event if you ask
me. I'd be totally into that.
Yeah.
So later on, Sami Zayn comes in and he says, like, he has information on the egg. And Sami Zayn, bless him, man. That character keeps evolving and evolving, and I love it so much. And he's just such a compelling person to watch on camera.
Absolutely agree. Sami Zayn is so fun. He's just so fun.
Sami Zayn has the information. After another commercial break, we come back and we find out. Hold on to your seats. Austin Tahiri, or Austin Theory, had taken the egg to take a selfie with it. However, because security was so tight at Barclays Center, he couldn't return the egg, so he kept it. I've skipped over some. I've glossed over a moment that I wanted to talk about. There is a moment where we cut to.
Wait, but it's just so stupid, Matt.
Yes.
But go ahead. Sorry. Go to your moment.
The moment previous that I wanted to talk about, we cut to backstage. Every wrestler not being utilized on television that night, for the most part, is
even some that are. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley was in there. Yes.
She wanted to fight Big E for the WWE title.
God, I would watch the hell out of that match. I almost swore. I was so excited about that idea.
That sounds great.
They're trashing one single room looking for the egg. R-Truth, bless his heart, thank you so much, holds up a football, says, I found the egg. It's so dumb and it's silly. And like, but a good R-Truth moment goes a long way for me.
Same.
He'll trash a room looking for an egg. A $100 million egg. That's obviously just going to be hidden, you know, in a case. It's a very silly moment. Anyway, Austin Theory brings the bag back to Vince, shows Vince the selfie he took, and Vince says, like, I like your gumption. Like, you get to fight Big E. And Sami Zayn says, hey, you said whoever brings you information about the egg gets that match. Vince is like, no.
That pretty much sums it up.
And then Austin gets a title shot and loses to Big E.
That's what
happened, right? I didn't watch that whole match.
No, yeah. Big E won. But it was a good match for Theory. I like that. Look, Matt, was it stupid? Yes. Was it a waste of time?
Yes.
Yeah, undoubtedly. However, between that and the spotlight Austin Theory got in the Survivor Series match last night, like, WWE is at least doing something with him.
Yes.
And they're doing something more with him than making him one of Seth Rollins' lackeys, which is what they did last time he was on the main roster.
He's still kind of there, but like, he's got a personality. He has a thing. He takes selfies with everybody, which I find very funny. He posted the selfies he took in the ring where Finn Balor looks very upset that his picture is being taken.
He posted his selfie with Vince McMahon that he took with the egg last night.
I love that. Like, it's kind of silly fun. It's kind of what I want in wrestling. I do think at times wrestling takes itself a little too seriously.
Yeah. No, not wrestling, man.
And also WWE is in a really weird spot where like the crosshairs are on them from fans because of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
So you kind of need something to kind of, you need a sense of humor, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Or, you know, or just stop firing people. I liked this storyline. It is the most pointless thing.
I mean, look, it's hard to argue that Survivor Series was kind of a lackluster pay-per-view as a whole.
It was bad.
The women's champions match was fantastic. The world champions match was fantastic. Shinsuke versus Damian in the pre-show was fine. There were entertaining moments, and there were a couple scattered entertaining moments throughout.
It was a very good kickoff show match.
I thought the men's Survivor Series match was fine.
I didn't like it.
It was fun enough, but I didn't expect any sort of weird Red Notice tie-in on the pay-per-view, and I got one, and like I laughed.
Yeah,
I laughed.
And when they stopped tweeting about it,
yeah, and when they said they're going to handle it the next day, I was like, okay, this is going to be wild. And then it was kind of like whatever, but like it spotlighted a newcomer to Raw.
Yes.
So like, who cares? Like, he got the Vince McMahon rub for that night. That's cool. And Sami Zayn got to be a part of it, which is always great.
And we also got to have a bunch of people backstage trashing a room, which,
yeah, brought to you by Pizza Hut.
Considering the two nights of just how weird WWE's programming was, like, that was a fun highlight.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. You know what, Matt? I give the Wrestle Buddy seal of approval. Honk. Is that our seal of approval sound?
Oh. Hold on, Chris. This just in. I think we have some breaking news about what really happened with that egg storyline. Hold on, I'm patching someone in right now.
Oh God. Oh wait. Is it the hacker? Hacker, is that you?
Hello, Chris. I'm here to.
Oh, bro, I missed you.
I've got some breaking news from inside sources of what actually happened with Cleopatra's egg.
Can I ask you a quick question? Two quick questions.
Yeah, huh?
First of all, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry I haven't been on a while. I've been traveling quite a bit. I'm doing something I've always wanted to do, and that is just see the world. And by the world, I mean, you know, parts of Arkansas, parts of South Dakota.
How are you traveling, via car, boat, train? What do we got going on?
You know what? I've been reading so many articles by USA Today about people on trains traveling from one part of the country to the other and how comfortable or not comfortable it is. I thought I'd try it myself. Guess what? Depending on how much you pay, it can be comfortable.
Now, are you riding, is this like an Amtrak situation, or are you riding the rails on like freight trains?
No, this is definitely an Amtrak situation. It was proposed to me by a friend, that friend being my son, that we just, you know, we get a nice stick and put a handkerchief on the back with some sandwiches in it. We just get on a freight train and just, you know, the caboose is loose type situation and just go across the country. But I'm not in for that kind of like a hobo lifestyle.
Okay.
I thought, like, I've got a little bit of money from all this writing I've been doing. Like, let's just see America on a train.
Wait, you figured out how to make money from writing about wrestling?
Yeah, you guys do it.
I mean, we don't get paid for wrestling stuff.
Oh, you guys gotta pay GameSpot to write wrestling stuff.
Well, no, not exactly. It doesn't matter. Can I ask my second question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who are your sources? If you can say.
Oh boy, I might be revealing way too much. My sources. WWE writer.
Rich Tyler?
No, you misheard. I said it's
Vince McMahon?
Yes, it is actually.
Wow!
Vince McMahon is my inside source.
I can't believe Vince McMahon is leaking stuff to the premier dirt sheet on the internet.
Well, I mean, he was leaking something to somebody else, another writer. But in a telephone meeting, that writer sneezed, and Vince McMahon said he'd no longer wanted to work with him and no more.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get germs from some dude on the phone.
No, I mean, the germs can go over phones. If I've learned anything about the pandemic, it's that phone germs are real.
It's true. And vaccines.
Vaccines are real. That's it. I'm not going to like butter that up with a joke or a bit. They're real and you should get
them. Thank you. All right. Now talk to me about your inside info about this Cleopatra. First of all, is Vince's Cleopatra's egg actually worth $100 million?
Here's the thing about this Cleopatra's egg situation. I had a long, long, long talk with Vince McMahon this morning for 7 hours. And according to Vince, that Cleopatra's egg is the real deal. It's the real deal thing, contrary to what the writer of Red Notice has said and producers have said. It's real. It is thousands of years old. According to legend, Vince McMahon told me, Cleopatra was just such a fan of golden eggs. Gold and eggs, excuse me. And she had a chicken coop when she used to keep the best eggs for herself and make herself a nice breakfast. And she decided one day, like, what if I love these eggs so much, I made the egg bigger and then covered it in gold and then put some, like, designs on it. And I think that would be something I could put on in my tomb with me when I pass on to the afterlife with Osiris.
I gotta say, I have...
Is that Anubis? I always forget my...
I honestly don't know.
Was Anubis Lord of the Underworld, or was Osiris the... I think it's Anubis. I think Osiris ferried you over. It's very hard to remember my Egyptian mythology. And why do we call it mythology? It was their religion. Their polytheistic religion. Let's stop calling it mythology. Thank you.
I have
some hot takes today on Egyptian religion.
I guess so. I just want to thank her for thinking far ahead enough to build a podcast studio inside of the egg. You're calling into the show. I feel like we should let you know today. Matt and I are recording inside of Cleopatra's egg.
Yeah, we've got an inner space. I'm sorry, we've got an Ant-Man situation.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's right. Down. Yep.
And we've got a couple air holes in the top. We're in Vince McMahon's office right now.
It's true. Vince, can you say something?
Fired. That's good stuff.
We're inside this egg. It's weird. He's just shouting out random things from WWE history.
Genetic Jackhammer. Comma, the fighting machine. Great Fruits of Steel. Where's Triple H? Where's the beef?
That sounds very great. Where is Triple H, by the way? I have answers for that, too.
Oh, please.
So as you know, he's had some complications with his health.
Yeah.
He is currently executive...
We continue to send our very best.
Best wishes to Paul Levesque. Triple H.
I believe it's pronounced Levesque. Go ahead.
Levesque. I'm sorry. My androgynous southern accent doesn't allow me to say that word.
Actually, Hacker, did you see the recent video of Triple H on the internet?
I did not. Was it like the one of the Chinese tennis player that supposedly she's doing great, but it super feels like she's in a hostage situation?
No. It was not at all like that.
That's not a news story you're following, Chris, is it?
It is not at all like that. It is him. He is with Vince touring the new under-construction WWE corporate headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Titan Tower is going on.
He still looks super jacked.
You want some insight and some information about Titan Towers and why they're leaving Titan Towers?
Sure.
They're leaving Titan Towers because of the murders Baron Corbin committed there during Money in the Bank. The ghosts of Aleister Black and AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio, whoever was killed there. It wasn't AJ Styles, sorry.
Rey Mysterio.
It was Rey Mysterio and Aleister Black. The ghosts haunt Titan Towers. And Vince hates ghosts.
I mean, I don't blame him. You know what? I have two thoughts to that. I wish Discovery Channel would do a Ghost Adventures episode at Titan Towers.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to see Zach Baggins there.
Yeah, let's throw Baggins in there. Second of all, am I the only one that thinks it's weird that Aleister Black's ghost is named nicknamed Malachi Black?
Oh, no, his name Tommy End.
Tommy End, but also, like, that's the thing about Aleister Black's ghost. He has multiple names. He's also Malachi.
That's so weird. And now his ghost It's haunting. It's haunting Titan Towers, but also appearing on AEW programming.
It's haunting Titan Towers and Cody Rhodes.
Oh man, scary, spooky stuff. He's right there with Abaddon and Danhausen and other ghostly wrestlers like Dan the Dad and Max, Shawn from Michaels,
Max the Impaler.
Max the Impaler. There's so many ghostly, spooky wrestlers right now.
By the way, Ring of Honor closing down, WWE or AEW, this is your time. Make Max the Impaler an offer.
Also, Ring of Honor, I really hope you guys get back on your feet. I love you as a company.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
There's a lot of great talent came out of there. Very weird, well, not weird. I was going to say, because like Jay Lethal's now in AEW.
That's true.
I would love to see Dalton Castle in a situation where he is more front-facing in the mainstream public. I love some Dalton Castle. Anyway, that's
weird.
I'm with you. I was about to talk about Triple H and where he's actually been, but he's actually head construction manager on the new Titan Towers. He's the foreman.
Construction gig?
He's the foreman?
Wow.
Yeah, it makes sense. He's always got a sledgehammer. Now he's just putting that sledgehammer to use.
You know what? You're right. That does make sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Finally. Good for him. I hope we'll see him back in NXT, though.
I don't think so.
Well. Oh, well.
Anyway, I got a dog barking in the back. I never even told you about who stole the Fabergé, or what Vince said about the Fabergé egg for real.
We're out of time. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
He had just watched the movie Red Notice. It was the first movie he had watched in 30 years. And
since he watched, what is it? Headlock? Power Slam? What's the movie called?
Over the Top.
No, the wrestling movie. The movie that him and Hulk Hogan wrote in a hotel room.
Oh, it's No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. Thank you. I was thinking of Pile Driver the album.
Here's Vince's top five favorite movies right now. He's just sent these to me through via text. Number one.
I love that you text with Vince. That's so cool.
Number one is Over the Top, starring Sylvester Stallone.
I understand. He loves arm wrestling.
Number two is Roadhouse.
Oh, good movie.
Number three is Red Notice.
Of course.
Number four is No Holds Barred.
Uh-huh.
And number
Can I guess number five?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Scorpion King. Wait, no, The Marine, starring John Cena.
He is very fond of those, not in his top five. Number five, the Washington Heights movie musical. Into the Heights, what is it called?
In the Heights?
In the Heights. He loves that movie.
I get it. It's a good movie. I enjoyed that movie.
He loves a good musical.
Well, also Jimmy Smits is in it. Who doesn't love Jimmy Smits? I wanted to put your nerves at ease because you are a highlight of this show every time you come on. Times have really changed from your first appearances when you would break into our show without warning or permission.
I've just come on in. I've been letting everybody know that Mustafa Ali, another storyline which most people have probably forgotten about in WWE, where SmackDown was getting hacked. It was me. In the words of Shaggy, the antonym of what Shaggy normally says, it was me.
Oh, I thought you meant Shaggy, Scooby Doo's partner.
No, I meant Shaggy, Mr. Lova Lova.
Oh,
Mr. Boombastic, really fantastic.
I mean, he's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta go make my bed on the train right now. We're going through the Black Hills. I'm very excited to just kind of see the majesty of the Black Hills.
You should ask if they'll let you drive the train, or maybe let you blow the whistle or something.
You know what? Like, I know that a lot of people want some sort of control over their trips and their vacations. I am just taking a backseat to America's beautiful landscape and just really take it. Because I think we take it for granted. I just want to see the American Splendor, not the movie. I've seen that movie.
Okay.
American Movie, the documentary about that guy making a bad movie.
Also American Beauty, the movie about that plastic bag that flips around a bunch.
Oh, it's a great moment in cinema.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Hacker. You're always welcome on this show.
Wow. Lots of, I think, more tangents and actual information this time. But thank you, SmackDown Hacker, for coming
back.
Well,
what we learned, Matt, as you know, was evidently Vince has only seen 5 movies. I think.
No, he's seen. I think he's seen a lot of movies, but those were just his top 5.
Okay. I assumed those were his top 5 because he's only seen them.
I think he's seen like 6 or 7 movies.
He also saw like Trolls World Tour.
Oh, I don't know.
He sees everything on Peacock because Trolls, he has to.
Trolls World Tour is terrible.
I believe
Trolls
that.
Is fine.
I believe that. They're both better than Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I never saw that.
Not great.
Oh. Let me tell you about having a 4-year-old, Chris. You get to watch a lot of great kids' movies and a lot of terrible kids' movies.
Let me tell you about living with me, Matt. You get to watch a lot of great scary movies and a lot of bad scary movies, and also Paddington.
That's great.
Saw Last Night in Soho last night.
How was it?
Great. Edgar Wright, very far out of his normal comfort zone and crushing it.
I'm currently burning through Patriot Act on Netflix. After watching a couple Hasan Minhaj, I'm trying to pronounce his name how he pronounces it correctly. I watched a couple of his like comedy specials and I really, really, really enjoyed them. Maybe he just has the one, I don't know. And then I started watching Patriot Act. I'm super into it. It's a little bit more of a younger skewing Last Week Tonight, I'd guess. But it's really good. I really enjoy it.
I recently watched, what have I been watching? Lots of screeners for stuff that I can't exactly talk about yet. Like maybe Cobra Kai season 4, maybe Saved by the Bell season 2. But what I will say is if you haven't watched the Saved by the Bell reboot yet, I watched the first few episodes back when it was first coming out and I did not like it. And then I rewatched the season 1 recently and loved it. It's a good show. It is a very good show. It's a much better show than it has any right to be. I'll say that.
We live in weird times. Anyways, please rate and review us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
5 stars or get off our back.
God, I'm going to cut a lot of this back end stuff out, but that's fine. We will see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
You know what? Red Notice is a good movie.
Great movie.
Great movie. I want to watch it again. I will watch it again.
Go watch Red Notice on Netflix. See you next week.
And eat Pizza Hut. RoboCop. Yep.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.